Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. You know that feeling when you're carrying around this weight, a heavy backpack full of past hurts? Yeah, sometimes it feels like those burdens are attached to our ADHD brains in a way that makes everything else just harder. But what if I told you there's a key to unlocking some serious healing? It's not some magic potion or a quick fix, but it's powerful, the power of forgiveness. Today, we're diving into how letting go can actually help us mend those ADHD-related wounds and step into our full, vibrant selves. Now, before you roll your eyes and say forgiveness, that's so cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning or excusing hurtful actions. It's about releasing the grip that anger, resentment, and pain have on your heart and mind. You see, when we hold on to those negative feelings, they become a constant loop in our brains, keeping us stuck in the past. And for us with ADHD, whose minds are already like busy highways, that's just adding another lane of traffic. So, what does forgiveness actually look like? It starts with recognizing that holding on is hurting you more than anyone else. It's about acknowledging those painful experiences without letting them define you. It's choosing to shift your perspective and see the situation in a new light. And yes, it takes courage, especially when it comes to forgiving ourselves for our own perceived shortcomings. But trust me, the freedom that comes with forgiveness is worth every step. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about acknowledging what happened, learning from it, and choosing not to let it dictate your future. You can forgive someone while still holding them accountable for their actions. Think of it like this. You can choose to let go of the anger, but that doesn't mean you condone what they did. 2. Forgiveness is a process, not a one-time event. It takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, just as you would be with anyone else going through healing. Remember, there will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks, simply acknowledge them and keep moving forward. 3. Self-forgiveness is crucial. We're often the hardest on ourselves, especially when it comes to ADHD struggles. But remember, you are worthy of love and compassion, just as you are. Treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Learn from your mistakes, but don't let them define you. 4. Practice gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive, but focusing on the good things in your life can actually help shift your perspective and make it easier to forgive. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the simple things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, the laughter of loved ones. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or a family member, join an ADHD support group, or consider working with a therapist who specializes in trauma and forgiveness. Having someone to share your journey with can make a world of difference. Ever feel like you're carrying around this backpack of hurt from past experiences? Like it's weighing you down, making everything else harder? You know that feeling when things just seem overwhelming? Here's a real-life example. Imagine a time when someone dismissed your ADHD struggles, telling you it's not a big deal or just try harder. That can sting, right? It feels invalidating and hurtful. Holding on to the anger, that feeling of being misunderstood, it can take up so much mental space, leaving little room for joy or progress. But what if you choose to forgive them? Not because they were right, but because holding on to that hurt is only hurting you. You can acknowledge their words as insensitive and hurtful while choosing to release their anger. You can even use this experience as a chance to educate others about ADHD, spreading awareness and breaking down those harmful stereotypes. That's true power, turning pain into purpose. All right, amazing souls, let's recap. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing the grip that anger has on your heart and mind. It takes courage, practice, and self-compassion, but the freedom that comes with it is truly liberating. Remember, you are worthy of love, healing, and happiness. And when you choose to forgive, not only do you free yourself from the past, but you open up space for growth, joy, and a brighter future. Now go out there, radiate your beautiful light, and keep spreading that love. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And leave us a review. It helps others find our podcast and join this amazing journey together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.